The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer. Manchu has taken Nayland Smith, Lionel Barton, Shan Greville, and Rima Barton to Baghdad after capturing them and their plane. There he tortures Smith in an attempt to force from him or Barton the location of the relics of El Mokana. Smith and his companions are rescued in a raid on the house by British military police, but Fu Manchu and his daughter escape. Resuming their flight to Cairo, they are met in Heliopolis by Dr. Petrie, who drives them to Cairo in his car. En route, their car hits a native, apparently killing him. Upon investigation, however, Petrie announces the man has been dead for several hours. As Petrie, Greville, Rima, and Smith stand beside the corpse, a sudden cry for help from Barton startles them. Rushing into the road, they discover the car and Barton surrounded by a crowd of angry natives.
Look out for knives, Sir Lionel.
Look at Talent, you sons of devils. Talent!
Mr. The English police! Look, Sidi! The dogs have killed a true believer!
Regal! Silence, all of you! Your call, sir? What's the trouble?
That remains to be investigated, Sergeant. You turned up at the right moment. My name is Smith, Nayland Smith. Were you advised of my coming?
Oh, yes, sir. We were instructed to keep an eye out for you and your party. Ante Ruhu! Get out, all of you! Imsha! Imsha Baselma! Carry on, Mr. Smith. I'll handle this.
Your name, please?
Sergeant Banks, British-Egyptian military police, on special duty here tonight.
I see. Sir Lionel, the suitcase is safe?
It is. That's what the dogs were after.
Yes. Oh, Sergeant, you'll find a dead man in that coffee house there.
Your car killed him?
Our car struck him, but he's been dead for several hours.
Hmm. Dead before you struck him?
He was pushed out in front of us as we turned to pass a cart.
That's odd. Very well, sir. I'll take care of it.
Thank you, Sergeant. Drive on, Petrie.
Very well.
That accident was certainly planned.
The devil's own plot, Chan.
I told you Fu Manchu wouldn't give up.
But we left him in Baghdad. How could he know that...
That we were headed for Cairo? Your outspoken uncle told him, Rima. Somehow, he arrived before us.
Fu Manchu in Cairo. Thank heaven Katamir's in England.
I don't believe that even Fu Manchu had a stock of dead men waiting for us to come along the road from Heliopolis.
Neither do I.
Then how do you account for it happening at that particular spot?
I don't suggest the fellow was killed for that special purpose, Greville. But he was dead before we hit him. Petrie believes he died of poisoning.
What, if anything, does that mean to you?
Only that the use of the body, as it was used, was very likely an inspiration on the part of the local agents planted there.
He was pushed out in front of us from close beside the coffee house. I'm positive of that.
Yes, and where he actually died, we'll never know. But it's a new trick.
Fu Manchu, Mr. Smith.
I'm positive of that, Rima.
Only Fu Manchu could devise such a thing. But only you and I, Smith, could go him one better. I travel light, but my baggage is valuable.
It's no laughing matter, Barton. Oh, when is Ali Mahmoud due in Cairo?
He'll do well to get here with a heavy kit in a week. Why do you ask that?
I thought we knew each other well enough to share confidences.
What the devil do you mean by that?
What I say. If it conveys nothing, forget it.
I shan't forget it. But I shall continue to run things in my own way. You certainly didn't expect me to leave anything as valuable as the Mokana relics with Ali.
You made the suggestion yourself, and so we planned it. However, I'm not going to quarrel with you. But now I would like to make a suggestion.
Just a moment, Nayland. We're all old friends here. We've gone through some trying times together, and after all, there's a common enemy.
That's right, Sir Lionel.
And now, for heaven's sake, let's be honest, at least with each other. I don't know all the facts, but I suppose you do, Nayland. Now, you, Barton, are the stumbling block. You're keeping something back. Now, lay your cards on the table, man.
What's your suggestion, Smith?
A P&O liner leaves Port Said for Southampton tomorrow. I suggest that Rima sails on it.
Why should I be sent home, Mr. Smith? What have I done? Why should I miss all the fun?
Fun? Good heavens, I'm thinking of your safety.
But I've spent months in isolated camps in Afghanistan, Persia, and a dozen other places, and I'm still alive.
I don't doubt your courage, my dear. You've plenty of that. But while your uncle maintains his present impossible attitude, we're all in very grave danger of our lives, your own included.
Rima, your uncle's youthful enthusiasm, if I may call it that, makes him lovable, no doubt, but he's the most dangerous companion a man ever had.
Exactly.
They're right, Sir Lionel. And while we're on the subject, there's one thing I can't forgive you.
You too, eh? Well, speak up. What is it?
That you permit your mad enthusiasm to expose Rima to danger of death.
Rima, my dear, they're all against us. But we'll carry on nevertheless, and by the living gods in our own way.
Very well, Sir Lionel. Then whatever happens, you'll have no one but yourself to blame. And I don't mind telling you that if it weren't for the rest of us, I'd wash my hands of the whole business
Why,
and return home.
Confound it, you.
Now, just a minute, Uncle. This appears to be a private war. If you haven't forgotten it, we have an engagement with Mr. Winslow, our pilot, for dinner. I'm taking Shan with me down to the lobby to look for him. He's hand in glove with Smith, and one of them's enough. What a pity, Shan, that such old friends should have cause to quarrel.
Yes, it is. But with all due respect to Sir Lionel, he's the cause of it.
I know. And yet, just as Dr. Petrie said, his enthusiasm makes me love him.
Yes, and me too. Right now, he's in one of his most awkward moods. He's got something up his sleeve, and he's afraid Smith's going to spoil his big effect.
Well. Miss Barton and Mr. Greville. I thought you'd all forgotten that you invited me to dinner.
Oh, I'm certainly glad you didn't dress Mr. Winslow. Every last thing we have is coming with our luggage from Isfahan.
And I, of course, being just an airways pilot stationed at Isfahan, stand in the only clothes I have with me.
Well, that puts us all on an equal footing.
You know, I don't know what you people have been up to up there in Afghanistan, but somebody in those parts are kicking up no end of a row. I've been hearing things since I dropped you on the sands of Egypt this evening.
What have you heard, Mr. Winslow?
I should say that you've bolted just in time. They claim a sort of new Mahdi up there somewhere. News is all over town. Native quarter particularly.
Well, let's have the rest of it, Winslow.
Well, they've got the story of this veiled bloke mixed up with the strange weather here. It's infernally hot. Probably a storm brewing.
Which they put down to the influence of El Mokana?
Righto.
But that's merely native superstition.
Why, of course. I'm told there's a religious revival over among the Muslims, and this business may fill the bill.
Superstition is pretty close to the surface, and even the most oriental. These waves of fanaticism have no limits.
Exactly. It's kind of mass hypnotism. We all know the creative power of thought.
But someone would have to lead this movement. How can there be followers of a veiled prophet when there is no veiled prophet?
I hear that they are proclaiming that there is one, at El Ashar. He's supposed to be moving down through Persia.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It is, but it's likely to be infernally dangerous. Here comes one of your friends, just stepping out of the lift.
No, it's Dr. Petrie. Well, the war must be over, Shan. Well, Doctor, how's the battle coming?
Well, I did the best I could to preserve peace. I'm afraid I wasn't too successful. This is Mr. Winslow who brought you down from Isfahan, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Winslow, this is Dr. Petrie.
Delighted to know you.
How about something, to encourage our appetite?
Oh, right. You go along with Miss Barton, Winslow. Greville and I will join you presently.
Right. Come along, Mr. Winslow.
Well, how did you leave them, Petrie?
In a hot argument. Barton doesn't deny that he smuggled the Mokano relics out of Afghanistan.
And it's not the first time he's indulged in similar acts of piracy.
I imagine not. Smith is for putting them in the museum for safekeeping. Barton won't allow them out of his possession, and there the matter hangs.
In a way, Sir Lionel's right, Petrie. If the museum ever got hold of those relics, they'd never give them up. However, he had a look in his eye which means mischief. Smith knows, too, that Sir Lionel's holding out, eh?
Oh, yes, yes, he does. And he's furious because Sir Lionel seems in no mood to play fair. Well, shall we join Rima and Winslow?
Yes. As Rima said, it's a shame that those beastly relics should come between old friends like Smith and Sir Lionel. I wish to heaven Sir Lionel would listen to reason. Oh, I'll follow you in just a moment. I'm out of cigarettes. Go on, I'll catch you.
Right.
Yeah, just in time, Dr. Petrie. Where's Shan?
Oh, he stopped for cigarettes. He'll be along presently.
Have Uncle Lionel and Mr. Smith signed a truce? Oh, I wish they wouldn't come down to dinner. I'm famished.
Well, they were still going strong when I left. Neither intends to give in. Oh, here they come now. You've probably hit it. By the glowering expressions, it appears to be merely an armed truce.
Well, Rima, ready for dinner? Hello, Winslow.
Hello, Mr. Smith. Sir Lionel?
I suppose that means good evening or something, you old bear. Now we'll have to wait for Shan.
Where is he?
Oh, he went after cigarettes. I'll look him up.
I'll go with you. Mr. Lionel, you take the young folks in and order dinner.
Right. Come along, you two.
Now, don't you keep us waiting, Mr. Smith.
Well? Oh, Rima's right. Barton's as stubborn as a bear. I don't know what to do with him, Petrie. I've a good mind to throw him in jail.
It would at least keep him out of mischief. I say that's odd. I just left Greville a moment ago here at the tobacco counter. I don't see him in the lobby. You don't suppose he went back upstairs?
We just came down. He didn't come to Sir Lionel's room. I'll ask here at the counter. Oh, I say, you know Mr. Greville?
Yes, sir. He was here a moment ago. He left with a lady.
A lady? What sort of lady? I mean, who was she?
I don't know, sir. I don't think she's a guest of the hotel.
Well, describe her. What was she like?
Dark. Very pretty. Tall. Slender. I'm sure she was Oriental, sir.
Oriental? Did you see her eyes?
Oh, yes, sir. Very beautiful eyes. They were long and green.
Oh, thanks. Come along, Petrie. You get that old chap? Farlow Swee.
Great Scott, Farlow Swee? Then Shan Greville is
in the hands of Dr. Fu Manchu.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.